Whether you want to escape the snow or plan it, Arias Medical has you covered. Try a rewarding travel assignment during the holiday season with Arias Medical Group. Call Arias at 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariasmedical.com. That's A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com.
This is the PT Pintcast, a podcast that talks about physical therapy over beer, bringing together clinicians, researchers, and forward-thinking PTs in a show that's anything but boring.
Let there be beer!
This is the PT Pintcast with your host, Jimmy McKay.
So the best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. We are at CSM 2017 in San Antonio, and we are at PT Pub Night. We are at Howl at the Moon on the Riverwalk here. And I'll be honest, in the Northeast where I'm from, it's really, really cold, and it ain't that bad right now. All right, so our next group of guests are the directors and co-founders of STAND, the Haiti Project, which stands for Sustainable Therapy and New Development. Two are PTs who currently reside in Portland, Oregon, and the third is an MPH who calls Oakland home. They have a passion for helping people of Haiti and have seen the difference that can be made regarding health and happiness with their project. They are committed to this project and believe strongly in its growth and their ability to become a positive and permanent, that's important, change in the communities of Haiti. Welcome to the PT Pintcast, Morgan Denny, Justin Dunaway, and Luke Slipsky. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Awesome. Happy Bring that up here. Right there. All right, so first question is always the hardest. What are we drinking? Justin.
Rum and Coke.
Morgan.
Vodka tonic.
Luke.
Also a rum and Coke.
There we go. I am doing vodka soda because I'm not changing horses midstream. Here we go.
No, shouldn't.
So we've had, this is the first time we've met in person, I think, Morgan and Justin, right?
Absolutely.
But we've done the Twitter thing. We've done an interview. You guys have been on the show before. And I wanted to make sure we got you on here because now you're pimping STAND at CSM.
To the max.
To the max. And I want to make sure that everybody knows what it is and what it does. They can listen to the old episode and figure that out. But you're here.
We're here now.
So let's give us the quick and dirty. Why did you start going to Haiti and what do you do when you're there?
So we began going to Haiti back in 2010. And from that, we realized the great need for orthopedic physical therapy and the difference that PT can make in the community there.
Big deal.
Haiti is a community that doesn't have a whole lot of resources, particularly medically oriented. And physical therapy doesn't even exist in Haiti.
Wow.
So by going there, we found that we can make a big difference in the amount of just the lifestyle that people can live, and decreasing their pain, increasing their ability to go to work, to walk, to be part of the community. It's endless.
And you told the story of I'll just skip right to the punchline. You told the story. When you say increase in ability to go to work, someone doesn't work in Haiti, what can't they do?
They can't live.
Can't eat.
Yeah, you can't eat.
I mean, in America, you don't work, you don't make money, you don't have Wi-Fi. You know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty sure you could figure out a way to eat, but it's really important in Haiti because if you don't pull your weight, your family doesn't eat.
Yeah, there's no governmental support, there's no Social Security, there's no Medicaid. You either work or you starve, and when you starve, your family starves.
No good.
No good.
So you've been going since when? Say it again.
2010.
Okay, and we're 2017, so how many trips a year are you guys doing?
Right now we're up to 3 to 4 trips a year.
Wow. And are you going on three? Are you guys directly going on 3 to 4 trips a year?
Correct. So we go for 2 weeks for each trip, and we generally bring about 30 volunteers each trip. We build big teams. We treat a lot of people. We're seeing about 1,800 people each trip.
Say that again, because I think that number is
1,800 people.
That number is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is ridiculous.
How many people? How many patients is a PT seeing per day if you're in a ballpark? I'm not going to hold it to
ballpark
this,
but 12. But it's completely dependent on the physical therapist, because some people might see really complex neuro patients that require a lot of services, and they might see 8. And another PT might see some simple orthopedic things going on, and they might see 15.
And by simple orthopedic, it's simple, but those people have waited there online for hours and hours to see a PT because no one told them to do this thing that would have been really obvious.
Most people show up at the clinic about 4 o'clock in the morning. They get their ticket about 6 a.m. We'll give out about 150, 180 tickets a day. And then they wait in the lobby until we get to them. So a lot of them get there at 4 a.m. and then the last patients don't get on a table till 5, 6, 7 p.m.
Wow. So they care.
Absolutely.
They're waiting there because they know what this has done. Was that evident in the first trip that you guys went on?
Absolutely. That was the thing. The first trip was just that. It was a trip. We were going to show up. We were going to treat some people, help build some limbs for amputees, teach them to walk, and go home. And what we found was that the impact that you can make with just spending an hour with somebody one-on-one was huge.
Big deal.
And when we got back from that first trip, we were like, shit, this is real. The need is immense. Let's do it again, but bigger.
Yeah. So I went on a service trip in my experience at Marymount University in Arlington, and we went and we worked for 2 weeks in orphanages and different sites in Costa Rica, and we were in a facility that's permanent. But you guys, when you go, you have a site. You guys go back to the same spot. You guys have a clinic, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So basically, we have a building that we lease, and the ground floor becomes the clinic with a bunch of treatment tables and areas for providing therapy, and then the upstairs is where we dorm. Our goal eventually is to have a very permanent clinical site where we can build something that will be secure and always ours. But for now, we're working out of that zone because we really care about the community that we've been working in for the last 7 years. And we don't want to move somewhere different because we know the people have come to rely on our group visiting.
Right. The other way, they know where you are.
They know.
It's important. Even if you open a PT clinic in America, you want the people to know where they can get the service.
Yeah. And we have so many return patients every visit or every trip that come back and are seeing us for the same or something different, and we can talk to them. It's actually one of the things that Luke is working on, is being able to catalog these patients, and so we can keep track of them and know kind of the difference we're making from a system that we can look at.
Yeah, what's your background, Luke? What's your background?
Yeah, so I have a master's degree in public health, focusing in epidemiology. And so what we want to be able to do is look at the patients and the cohort of patients that we see every trip and describe their demographic background. And we also want to know which patients are coming back to see us over and over again.
Okay.
So that we can show that over time we're having a boost in their quality of life.
You want to know. You want to know.
You want to know.
Right. Are you doing it or not? Yeah. That's cool. When did you start going on the trips?
Yeah. So I've been going on trips for, I think, 4 years now. I've been on maybe one or two trips a year.
Okay.
And so that's kind of what got me into public health to begin with, actually.
All right. So I'm gonna be straight up. A lot of times people will like they'll pussyfoot around it. My goal is to get somebody who's listening to this right now say, yeah, I want to go. All right. So give me a story that you tell to someone that shows the impact of what they or what you have done, but what they can also do if they come on a trip with you. Because my goal is to get people to sign up. I want to tell people about that. I want people in PT to feel good that you guys are out there doing this and feel good in their homes in America. Well, it's good that those guys are Morgan and Luke and Justin, they're doing this. No, I want to find the couple people that are going to say, you know what? I want to do it too. So what are some moments that have made, I keep coming back to this. I keep coming back to Haiti to do this. Why?
So probably my third or fourth trip, I had a patient who was a 16-year-old spinal cord injury. And I don't do neuro. In the States, I do nothing but ortho. I do sports work. But when I was there, I'm like, I'm going to do neuro. I can see anybody. I can see peds. And during this trip, this spinal cord injured 16-year-old came in partial, hadn't been walking in a year. He had nothing. Like, he had lost his life. But, you know, honestly, I don't feel like it was this grand interpretation of his neurological system. It was my ability to be there, to encourage him, to give him crutches, and to give him some simple exercises, to push him, and to let him know that he could do it. Like, he could return to walking, to doing things. And we saw that kid for probably 3 or 4 trips, and it was amazing to see the difference, not only in his functional abilities, but his confidence.
Yeah.
You know, he went from being homebound to having a life again.
Yeah, but he had no medical care whatsoever, right?
Nobody does there, unless you have a lot of money. And even then, the medical care is very limited.
What do you got for me, Justin? Pull on some heartstrings. I want someone to hear this now. And here's what I want, because I know you guys have some drinks when you're in Haiti, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Drinks and stories.
I want someone over drinks in the next year and a half to say, I heard Justin or Morgan say this on the podcast, and that's why I'm sitting here with you in Haiti. So what's a story you can tell that makes people want to go with you on a trip?
So here's a good one. So pain science stuff is kind of in the forefront of the profession right now.
It's big right now.
We had this patient who was in a motorcycle accident. So, and you've seen probably very similar to where you were. Right? The main form of transportation are taxis where you get 4 or 5 people deep on the back motorcycle and tables and chickens and everything.
And they stay upright.
Yeah, it's insane.
Mostly.
Most of the time.
Okay. So the motorcycle wreck, and somehow she got caught under the engine and it burned half her face.
Good God.
Her nose, her eye, her ear is gone. She's got all the scar tissue. She comes into the clinic 2 years after the accident, and you can't get near her face without her crying. She can't, she won't touch her face, won't let anybody near it, she won't smile. She is afraid to close her eyes, and it's just incredibly debilitating, right? So we just did a little bit of pain education with her, and then got her comfortable enough to let me touch her, and then did some just light, soft tissue stuff on her face, and really just kind of worked with her a little bit and talked to her and kind of removed the fear. Because she got injured, never went to the doctor, nobody told her that she wasn't injured anymore. All she sees is the injury in the mirror, and sure, the damage is still there, and now she's terrified of her body.
Of course, yeah.
And she can't do anything.
Of course.
So by the end of the hour and a half we spent with her, she was talking, smiling, closing her eyes, doing all kinds of face exercises.
And
we saw
her,
yeah, we saw her later in the week, and she was doing great and happy, and she had chronic pain and headaches ever since the accident, and she came in 3 days later pain-free.
Those are two stories that you guys just told. But you guys told two different stories the first time, and I want people to go back. I think it's episode like 8 or something like that. Go listen to that. You guys told two different stories. What I'm getting at is there's lots of stories.
You
guys have been back there. I'm sure if we interviewed anybody who's been on a trip with you, and we said this before we started recording, I want to go on a trip with you. And I will say this on the record, on the air.
Oh.
It's on MP3, it's on iTunes, it must be true. I'm going on a trip with you guys. I don't know when, but I want to go, and I want the audience to come along with us. I want these headphones to come with us on a trip so you can hear it firsthand. Us talking about it at CSM over drinks, it's great. But I'd be a little bit of an ass if I just said, yeah, that sounds great. I'm glad you guys are going to do that. I'll sit here in America with the Wi-Fi and Starbucks down the street, and I'm not going to do it. I want to go. I really do.
Well, there's no Starbucks in Haiti, but the coffee's
okay.
Pretty damn good.
That's okay. I like it. You're not a PT, Luke, but you've been on these trips.
Mm-hmm.
What's something you've seen? What's a situation you've seen that has really tugged at your heartstrings and made you want to keep going back to Haiti?
Kind of the magic of these people's hands, because I'm working on creating a patient tracking system, and so I see patients come in, and then I see them go back into the clinic.
Okay.
And a lot of them, you know, I see patients go in on crutches, in pain, and kind of unhappy. You can see it right on their face. I see them walk out later, after their treatment, and, you know, they're smiling, they're saying thank you to everyone that they see who might be involved, even who they think might be involved, and they're just happy.
Yeah.
And so you can kind of see the quality of life improvement from going in to when they come out.
Okay.
And so it's pretty cool.
I like that. When do you drive by a PT clinic in America and see a line down the street, people waiting there, if it's 5 o'clock in the morning, walking how far?
For days.
For days to come because they know you're going to be there. They're going to be there. You don't see that in America, but we're pretty rich.
Yeah,
even in the poor era, we're pretty rich.
You know, as much as we take it for granted and as much as we can say, oh, screw the healthcare system, I don't like how things
there
work.
There is a healthcare system.
Yeah.
Even if you hate it, there is a system.
Even if you hate
here.
It, there's a system. We have access to care even when it's overpriced, even when we feel like we can't afford it or it's not there for us the way we want it to be. It's there. And in Haiti, there is nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
We literally, on this last trip, I think we had, three people that had multiple humerus fractures on each side that occurred several years ago, but they never went to the doctor. So they come into the clinic, and literally between their elbow and their shoulder, they had like three or four joints. Their arms moved like slinkies.
So many elbows. Yeah, so many elbows.
Something real simple would have helped them out gigantically.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, just somebody to set it and cast it, right? Which is something that we do a lot of at the clinic, along with the wound care and everything else. One of the coolest things about this, I'm really excited about a development that we've seen more of this trip than any other trip so far, and it really talks to the sustainable part of what we're doing. This trip, we have a Haitian rehab tech that is now treating patients independently.
Good.
In our PEDS department, we have an occupational therapist that lives in Haiti, and she runs a neurologic PEDS program, and she has two Haitian employees that are treating patients and three students. Who are also rehab techs.
Nice.
Morgan, on the first week, Morgan treated a local nurse, and then the nurse was so excited about what we were doing there and how good she felt after her treatment that she came back the next week and volunteered with our medical team the whole week. We had a Haitian physician that volunteered with us the whole week. Our prosthetics team was three Haitian prosthetists that live on the island that came and worked with us for the whole week.
Yeah.
And then we had another physician that came in and volunteered for a day. So we're really shifting to the part where the community is really getting involved.
That's the S. Sustainability. That's what you want.
It's really, I don't know, empowering for us. And as much as we're trying to empower Haiti, right, it's empowering for us to see that what we're doing is becoming such a part of the community that other people there who are medical professionals, who have some training, want to help us because they see what we're doing and they understand that it's real.
Right. Well, you know, starting something isn't easy. I'm sure you guys, of course, know this. Anybody who starts anything, there are starters and there are followers. And I'm not knocking on a follower, but if you're not a starter, you might want to help, but you don't know how. Like the people listening right now, listen, you could go start your own Haiti program, or you could jump into this one because you guys have already pushed the rock up the hill. You've done the heavy lifting. You've screwed up, and then you've fixed the screw up. And now you know how to do it bad. Now you know how to do it good. So now you can just, you can come along and jump on this, and then eventually, I think we talked about this before, your goal is to go to other places. Your goal is to have Haiti stand on its own and then go somewhere else.
You said stand on its own. That was real good.
Well, he's got the stand polo on. So the stand polo on, so I'm going with puns. Dude, but that's fantastic. Like that's, and that's not easy to do. All right, so now we've got people out there who are listening who are like, all right, you've tugged at my heartstrings. I know what you guys are doing. How do people find out and how do people get involved? Where do they go? What's the website?
Yeah, our logistics are on point. If you know how to be a PT, we can make this happen for you. You don't have, there's nothing for you to worry about. We arrange all the travel.
You take students too.
Yeah, we take students. We arrange the food. We arrange the flights. We arrange the travel, the translators, the supplies. All you got to do is show up at the airport and be a PT or a student.
Yeah.
So yeah, go to www.standforhaiti.org.
No, standhaitiproject.org.
All right, we're going to. This is why it's great for radio.
Yeah.
What's the website?
Well, we actually own both, and they both take you there.
So you can go.
But Morgan yells at me.
Well, I'm not editing this out now.
StandTheHaitiProject.org.
And if you're still not sold, you guys put together a great video. And if you're still not sold, and if you can get through this video and not want to go, I don't like you.
Yeah, so let's plug the boys. So Crazy Wake Productions and
White Lily Films.
Mm-hmm. They actually came out on our first trip in the new clinic, and they filmed all week long, and they put together, oh, 2 weeks, and they put together this beautiful 15-minute documentary that's on our website. If you go to the website, www.standthehaitiproject.org.
Without the
Stand Haiti Project. Jesus. Stand Haiti Project. Stand before Haiti, the number gets you there. StandHaitiProject.org, and you go to the top right of the screen, it says something about the video. You click on that. And
how about this? What's your Twitter handle?
Stan Haiti with a capital H and a capital S.
Stan Haiti.
At Stan Haiti.
Yep.
Good. Just go there. There's a link there. You'll get there. You know what? Google Stan Haiti Project. Something.
Yeah, all you got to do is Google Stan PT Volunteer Haiti. You'll find it.
I think a project like this should be commended. I'm glad we finally got to meet. I'm glad we got to the interview before. I'm excited for my trip. I hope that we're eventually drinking. What's the Haitian drink? What's the drink we're going to be drinking?
It's either Barbancourt rum, Prestige, which is the local beer, or Cremas, which is kind of, we call it Cake Snot. It's an overly sweet, dairy-oriented.
Like Bailey's or like?
It's like Bailey's, but thicker.
A lot thicker.
All right.
Like you got to pour it for a minute or two to get a shot worth.
Syrup.
Yes.
It's
alcoholic Cake Snot.
I like it. So, all right, I want to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to get into a little bit of what's coming next, where we're going next. And then we're also going to get into three questions with you guys on the PT Pintcast. Don't move.
Great. Follow us on Twitter at PT Pintcast and online at ptpintcast.com. It's like TMZ, except with way more important information. And no Miley Cyrus. Okay, it's not like TMZ at all.
Do you treat patients with chronic pain, recurring sports injuries, or posture issues? Then check out Rock Tape, the world's best kinesiology tape.
Stickier, stretchier,
and superior to competing tapes. Rock Tape stays on through any activity
for up to 7 days.
Physical therapists qualify for medical pricing. Get started at rocktape.com/start. Rock Tape also offers CEUs nationwide, so you can learn how to use the world's best tape
with cutting-edge, evidence-informed techniques
while earning the continuing education credits you need.
Get started at rocktape.com.
Considering a travel assignment over the holidays, or ready to escape the cold weather for some winter sunshine? Arias Medical Group is the leading healthcare staffing agency, offering travel and full-time career opportunities for PTs nationwide. Call Arias at 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's ariusmedical.com.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now.
All right, we're back in the PT Pintcast. We are back with Morgan, Justin, Luke of Stand the Haiti Project, and the website is...
www.standhaitiproject.org.
Several, several rums and several vodkas later, we are now getting to the right. All right, so three questions from our sponsor, Arias Medical Staffing. Question number one. We're splitting this up. Who's taking question number one? Luke. Luke is question number one. If you could live anywhere in the United States and do a project like Stand, where would you want to set it up? Where's something that, where's some place that you'd want to live that you'd really enjoy?
Yeah, I'm in Oakland right now. One of the things that drew me to Oakland in the first place is that it's kind of an underserved community.
Yeah.
In terms of the violence that's there.
Sure.
And the injury that is seen every year there. And so I think I might be right where I want to be.
Yeah.
I think I might be where I want to be.
You know what? We've never had someone do it, but picking where you live now isn't that bad. You know, you could Arias Medical can get you a job there. And you can do that. I like
it. Way to go, Luke. First for everything.
First.
Imagine that.
Look at that. All right, who's question two? Morgan's taking question number two. What's something you've read recently or are reading that has inspired you? Can be PT
inspired
or non-PT related. So what's the last thing you've read that you've been like, that you would suggest to a really close friend?
Here's what I would say. I don't know that it's inspiring, but I'm currently reading a book called Bonk.
Okay.
That's by Mary Roach. She is a journalist that goes and explores new topics, and it's about science meets sex.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a whole book about basically the science of sex and different male, female physiology and what happens during intercourse and what has happened or thought to be happening historically.
Yeah.
Super interesting. Great if you're a women's health PT or a pelvic health PT for that matter.
All right, question number three. Who is someone in the field of physical therapy that we should know more about? Someone maybe who's flying under the radar that we should pay more attention to.
You can't say yourself, babe.
You can't say yourself.
Can't say myself.
You're on the show. It means you're not under the radar.
Ooh. Flying under the radar that we should know
more about.
Who should
we know more about?
Yeah, let's plug Sean Hagee.
Sean's been on the show, yeah.
Yeah, so, and he's in the forefront of things, and Get PT First is hugely followed. Sean himself is such an amazing, humble,
so
smart human.
Let's make sure everybody knows. Sean's the guy who started
at GetPT First. And his vision for what he's doing is just to try to go get the public to understand the value of PT. And
it's really big.
This altruistic attempt to just get more people where they need to be.
He's not looking for anything in return.
No, not at all. He is such a good human. Sean Hagee is the man. That's who you should be following.
You can reach out to Sean at GetPT1ST. I got a few emails saying, how do you spell first? I'm like, no, all right. So GetPT1ST, GetPT First, that's how you read it. All right, so every episode we record is a pint, and before we're done with pints, we do shots, okay?
Bam.
This is the parting shot.
Powered by Optum. Optum offers weekend courses that are Monday morning applicable, utilizing approaches that make sense.
They promote excellence in hands-on treatment, exercise prescription, pain science, and clinical reasoning, offering a COMT,
as well as an APTA-accredited fellowship in orthopedic manual therapy, both online and in-person mentoring, with locations in Houston, Dallas, and Scottsdale, Arizona. Find out more online
at optumfellowship.com.
So, a parting shot of wisdom, not actual alcohol. Justin's looking for shot glasses. So each of you will get a shot. So something real quick, what would you want to leave the audience to know about your project, Stand, the Haiti Project? What do you want them to know? We'll go with Luke first. What are you thinking?
Patients are walking in pain and walking out happy, and I think that's
an
incredible thing.
Big deal. Yeah. It's a big, big deal. I like that. What's your parting shot, Justin? What do you got?
The impact that you can make in a society that's almost completely untouched by the medical community is absolutely huge. And whether it's our project or another project across the street or across the world, just do something bigger than yourself.
Ooh, I like that. Do something bigger than yourself. We're going to tweet that out. Morgan, you're up last.
I mean, Justin stole mine. Beyond that, what I would say is that if you're a PT and you really want to be able to practice as a primary care practitioner, Haiti's the place to do it. Like, there's no MRIs, there's no x-rays. You don't get to have all of the blood tests and medical imaging come round one.
You're it.
You are it. You are it for these people, and you can do so much more than you might think you can. And to be able to practice that and actually develop your skills in a way that shows that you know this stuff that you went to school for a bajillion years to learn,
this is
the place.
So long.
It's the way.
Perfect. All right, one more time, the website. How can people find you?
www.standhaitiproject.org.
I want that to happen. I want someone to be drinking cake snot with you guys and say, I heard it on the PT Pinecast, and that's why I'm here right now.
Yeah.
And I will say it also again, I'm going to be on a trip with you guys. I just don't know when. And I want all the mics and all the headsets. I want all this stuff. I want everything there. I want to go on a trip with you guys. So kudos for what you're doing. You know, pushing the rock up the hill the first time, it's a pain in the ass, man. It sucks, right? It's hard, but it's worth it. It's heavy. It's worth it, though, right?
Oh, it's super worth
it. And now, listen, you don't have to push your own rock up the hill if you're a PT or a prosthetist.
A general medical practitioner.
Anything. If you're listening, you can come with us. You guys have done the heavy lifting. You have it down. Come do your thing. Don't worry about the other things. You guys have already worried about them. Hop on. Yes.
Hop on our rock.
Come be you. Hop on our rock. We'll push up the
hill. Just don't make it heavier.
Stan for Haiti Project. Thanks for coming out. We appreciate you guys on the PT Podcast.
Awesome.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
That's what we're talking about. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Awkward.
Also, yes.
Kissing asses and raising glasses. It's the PT Podcast. The biggest name in physical therapy podcasts. Is now doing the news. PT Pinecast host Jimmy McKay covers the news in physical therapy in 15 minutes or less, or your money back.
Wait, you're not actually making people pay, right? Oh, we're still on?
Spinal Tap News. You don't have time to search for what's news in PT, and that's where we come in. From the brewers of the PT Pinecast, it's Spinal Tap News. PT News, pint-sized. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.